Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to today. Unlike the Chris Cuomo show last night, which began with, our focus tonight will be COVID, coronavirus. He wasn't allowed to talk about his brother. We are allowed to talk about it, and we will. Joe Bartlett, if you had to bet when Kathy Hochul takes office, if you were in the pool on this, what would you pick?
I think by this weekend, maybe even Monday.
What?
Yeah.
What? I thought you were going to say 3 weeks, a month. This
no.
weekend.
No, this weekend.
Well, it's Wednesday. Now, here's the thing under New York law. You know, when there's an impeachment, when the president is impeached, that's the beginning of a trial. And then if he were to be convicted, he's removed from office. New York state law is different. As soon as the impeachment starts, the trial, you have to step down immediately. So that's what you're referring to. In other words, they'll begin impeachment proceedings Friday, you think?
All they have to do is vote. I mean, once there's a vote to go to an impeachment hearing, he has to step aside.
I don't mean to laugh. I feel bad for the guy. But 2 minutes ago, a book on leadership. Now, let me point out something else. He put out this video yesterday, which we'll dissect. This was his response. Later today, he's going to do a live press conference. But to respond to the attorney general's devastating report, he put out, and he's never done this before, you know, he always does a live briefing, he put out a pre-recorded scripted response, which he read with some very weird horror film lighting. It really looked bad. And now here's the thing, this is the, we all know he's lying, right? There's nobody that thinks he's telling the truth.
No
but for 4 years, this guy keeps saying, I'm a progressive, I'm the most progressive progressive, I'm woke, I'm a progressive. Now I'm watching this video. I'm an old-fashioned, I'm old-school, I'm an old Italian, I'm an old guy, I'm from another generation. Where was that woke progressive that was here 2 weeks ago? Am I wrong? He was Mr. AOC progressive, he was Bernie Sanders. Now I'm Frank Pentangeli, I touch and grab everybody. Then he showed a slideshow of kissing his mother, but first of all, there's something very sick about a governor having that kind of time to go through 40,000 pictures to find these pictures and assemble this. Here's the real problem with that rebuttal. There were 11 very serious accusations in there. Now, he only responded to two of them. He picked the two where it was kissing, touching their face, holding their hand, holding their arm. Those are the only two he responded to. He never even mentioned the other 11, the other nine, the state trooper, the grabbing the butts, the rubbing the breasts. He never, ever addressed any of those. The fact that he ignored those and wouldn't address them, I'll take that as an admission of guilt. The other thing, at one point in the video, and he's done this, he's been doing this all week, he went after the prosecutors, the investigators, and said they were partisan. And you saw the video yesterday, right? He said they're out for publicity. They're looking for attention. They want publicity. Did he say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The prosecutor, I don't know if you saw this guy. Jun Kim is his name. He was number two to Preet Bharara, and then he rose up to become the U.S. attorney, acting U.S. attorney in the Southern District for quite a while. There has never been a guy I have ever seen in public life who hates publicity more than this guy. He was U.S. attorney in the Southern District for a while. You're saying, oh, why? I don't remember this. You know why? Never held a press conference. Never appeared. I think twice he had to appear in public for some announcement. But he is the last guy on earth looking for publicity. He is never, ever going to run for public office. Ever. It's not something he ever wants to do. So Cuomo was out and out lying about that. The other woman, Amy, I can't remember her last name, same thing. You saw these two, right, when they did the presentation?
Yeah.
Letitia James introduced them. I never saw two people who did not want to be speaking in public more than these two. Jun Kim, very clear, direct, and got off stage as fast as he could. As soon as it was over, now you got every major Democrat. You can see the list. It's like 150 major Democrats calling for him to resign. The list includes Chuck Schumer.
As I said, I continue to believe that he should resign.
Everybody you can name. AOC, Jerry Nadler, everybody, all the senators. And then it went to the President of the United States. Now, here, one thing Biden did for him, Biden could have said he must resign. Andrew Cuomo has to resign. Biden did not want to say it out loud. He didn't want video of him saying it, so he wouldn't say it. He made the reporter say it. So then the reporter would say, are you saying that Governor Cuomo must resign? And he'd say, yes. And that'd be it. He didn't want to say any more. He's trying not to create any video clips. So they now you're saying he's got to resign. Yes. So, Joe Bartlett, you've had time now to read through the entire report. It wasn't just this written stuff about what he did. There was audio presented with it. There was video. There was text presented. Some of these. What would you say was the creepiest part?
Singing that song to Charlotte Bennett. That evidence alone, he should be fired.
Okay, yeah.
If there was nothing else, that right there is enough for him to resign.
Yeah, Charlotte Bennett is the one who looks like a librarian with the glasses, looks like a very quiet, very nice young woman, very smart, nice, very quiet. This is the last type of woman you should be hitting on. So, and she's 22. And he starts singing to her. Now, you could argue he's a good-looking guy in some kind of way, but if he was looking for what he has that would attract a woman, his singing voice is not it. It's really not it. And if you had to sing something to 22-year-old Charlotte Bennett, would you pick this?
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
Right now, I happen to be an oldies expert. You remember I hosted Saturday Night Oldies. I'm an expert. Even I didn't, I mean, I know the song. I've heard it. But even I didn't know exactly who did this song. It's by the Contours. It's, I don't even remember the name of that group. It's the Contours from 1962. Apparently, it was used again later in the film Dirty Dancing. But when is that? That's like, is that the 70s, late 70s?
Yeah. Yeah,
this woman was born in 1998 or something. So, we have the whole call up on the webpage if you want to listen to this. Now, his idea of consensual is if you do something creepy and she can only respond with nervous laughter. Well, to him, that's consent. Now, let's say he was on American Idol and Simon Cowell is looking at this.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
All right. Now, that is pretty creepy. It's very creepy.
Yeah.
There's some texts that were provided where he was texting these women, and they were really, really ugly and creepy. So here's his problems coming up. He's got a lot of trouble now. There's no... I think we can all agree it's over. They were just arguing about when. He is gone. He will not. Will definitely not be there by the end of the year. But you think by the end of the week, that's pretty good.
There's nobody supporting him. He is alone.
Yeah. Now, he knows it's over, and he's in an Elliot Spitzer-type situation where he is seriously facing criminal charges from all directions. So you want to negotiate the dropping of all criminal charges. You want to make sure you've got a guarantee from everybody that there's no criminal charges. And how do you negotiate? First thing you do is act like you're not leaving. Act like you are not going to resign. That way they have to negotiate this with you. The Attorney General's report calls for criminal prosecution. Now, some will say, well, she didn't make a criminal referral. She didn't have to. She put in 11, and remember, these reports are very carefully worded, put in like 11 different places. Violation of state law. There was clear violation of federal law, state law. So he describes it as criminal. The Albany District Attorney is the one that has to prosecute this stuff since it took place in Albany. And he's a guy named David Soares. He's a Democrat, but he did prosecute Alan Hevesy. He did go after Elliot Spitzer. So he seems to be a pretty fair guy. So what's the actual announcement? He has announced a criminal investigation of Andrew Cuomo has begun.
Yes, and Westchester County DA is also looking into it as well.
All right. So you got two criminal investigations going on, Albany and Westchester, and you still have the U.S. Attorney, Eastern District. This is the most dangerous one for Cuomo. This easily could be criminal charges. The way these U.S. Attorney's offices work, they're looking for the best box score at the end of the day, how many wins and losses. So if they feel they haven't got anything, they'll drop the case. It's been about 7 months and they haven't dropped the case. In fact, they've expanded it a couple of times. So looks like they got him on that. He's got a problem coming up there. Albany, Here's another problem. Some of these things you might be able to argue statute of limitations, but because of the virus, Cuomo passed something last year extending the statute of limitations.
So, smart.
Yeah, he's got a lot of problems coming. So he's in a Elliot Spitzer situation where he's got to negotiate the dropping of all criminal charges. He's also in Nixon mode. Remember, Nixon was in this position where everybody was calling for him to resign. And it took the top Republicans of that day, I think 10 of them, 15 of them, had to go to the White House as a group and tell him, you're going to be impeached. It will happen next week. You'll be removed from office. It's better if you resign. So I think that's going to happen with Cuomo. Don't you think that out of courtesy? Or maybe not.
Well, yes, because, again, once they vote for impeachment and the votes are clearly there, he has to step aside. So, you know, he should do it on his own terms.
Yeah, now that's the thing. Once again, this is very important. In the federal government, once the impeachment starts, that's merely a trial. And you saw what happened with Trump twice and Bill Clinton once. They wait out the trial and they're not convicted. So that's it. Nothing to worry about. But under New York law, as soon as the impeachment trial begins, you're removed from office. So if they vote yes to impeach, Kathy Hochul is the acting governor of New York and he's out. And then he's got a real problem because I think once that impeachment starts I guess if he resigned, would that be the end? Well, I don't know. So I think out of courtesy, at some point they'll say to him, Carl Heastie or somebody, I'm sure they all talk, I checked, I polled everybody, you're going to get convicted. You might as well just resign before there's an impeachment. Well, in other words, an Eric Adams, who was about to go to a departmental trial in the police department, but he quit first, avoiding the trial. So, and it may be Joe Biden or somebody, I'm not Joe Biden, but whoever's really in charge has to call him and tell him, you got to step down. That's it. The most amazing thing in all of this is you have two guys, Bill de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo, who hate each other. This has been a blood feud going back to the 90s. It all began when they were both in the Clinton administration. Andrew Cuomo was appointed the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was given HUD, big cabinet post. But de Blasio was a younger guy working for Hillary Clinton, very close to Hillary Clinton. So she sent him over there and demanded that Cuomo give him the plum assignment in charge of the New York region. And he did not like being stuck with this guy. And that's where the feud began and escalated. And they hate each other's guts. And they've been battling and battling. You always thought Cuomo was the more cunning, smarter one. So look at this. In the end, de Blasio wins the battle. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
De Blasio wins. by the way, the Albany district attorney has not only announced a criminal investigation, but he has said and is saying publicly he wants women to come forward. He would like people to contact his office if they know anything. I have a feeling, Letitia James got 11 victims and 179 witnesses. I have a feeling a lot more is coming. A lot of people will come forward. They feel, a lot of people are afraid of the governor. His reputation is a ruthless, vicious guy. But I think now that it's all out in the open, I think you'll see more people come forward. So there may be incidents we don't even know about yet. And this group, the Contours, it was 1962. I'm sure they're all dead, but they must have some family. I'm sure they're on the phone with somebody right now trying to get the record re-released as a result.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
Again, I did this great oldies show for years. It was a big show. I don't think we ever played that once. I don't think that even made the oldies show. But if you have a 1962 Corvette and you drive around in it, that's what you have on the...
Just think of that young woman, 22 years old, on the other line, speaking to the governor of New York, and this is what he's doing.
Yeah. Can you imagine calling Nelson Rockefeller, do you love me? Let me rephrase that. But Nelson Rockefeller was different. He had that, what was her name? Megan, whatever her name was. Died in saddle there, Rockefeller. But that's different. He was, it was a real relationship. He was paying her. He was doing whatever he was doing. It was a different there. So Hey, we'll get back to Governor Cuomo. He's going to have a press conference. Now, this is going to be different today. Apparently, he realizes the video yesterday was a total bomb, so he's going to try it live and take questions. It'll be one question, because I guarantee you, first question, the answer will be 48 minutes. We have no time for another question. So that we'll get back to the governor. And by the way, Barack Obama has come out publicly and admitted he is a completely tone-deaf blank hole. and he's canceled the party. He was going to do a party, 700 people at his house. Besides being the biggest super spreader event ever, it was going to be the biggest insult to climate change. Hundreds of private jets all landing on Martha's Vineyard. Yachts and private jets pulling up for this party. So it's canceled. It's just, he said, just family and friends. It'd be funny if he has 700 family and friends and it's the same people and he goes ahead with the party. Anyway, check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. We have the entire phone call of the very creepy Andrew Cuomo with the female aide. You can take a listen to it. Also, take a look at this video. What a video. You won't believe it. This is Robin Williams years ago talking about how crazy Joe Biden is. He knew back then. This is all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
The Mark Simone Show, Mr. New York, 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. The governor will be gone. It's just a matter of time. I was thinking a few weeks. Joe Bartlett thinks it's going to be fast. You may be right. It's like a Band-Aid. Just rip it off. If you were watching CNN, MSNBC all day and night yesterday, boy, they were really going after him. It's not just all the top Democratic officials calling for his resignation. Apparently, if you watch CNN and MSNBC, they all want him. They just realized he has no value, no use to the Democratic Party. This is just going to be some real baggage that they have to carry around. So they just want him gone. They want to move on. They want him done with. The funniest thing was watching Chris Cuomo's show. He was told, you know, you're not allowed to talk about your brother. By the way, do you think as a news director, he should resign since he was involved in the cover-up?
Yeah, he's really tainted by this. There's a lot of questions about whether or not he can survive. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's in the Attorney General's report. They go into how he helped craft the cover-up statements and the cover-up message. So he was involved in that, so he probably should go. This was the biggest story in the world yesterday, and he was banned from covering it. So it's prime time on CNN, and he opens the show by saying, tonight we're going to look at Governor DeSantis of Florida. Wait a minute. It was absolutely ridiculous that he couldn't cover it. And then on one of these CNN shows, they had a panel, you know, legal guys to discuss Cuomo's situation. They bring on Jeffrey Toobin. Here's a guy who got caught sexually harassing himself. And there he is discussing this. Now, I know what Andrew Cuomo is hoping for, praying for right now. And I'm sorry to say this is another 9/11 type, so something like that. Do you remember a guy named Gary Condit, the congressman?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember him, yeah.
This was a congressman who was in a terrible scandal, a dead intern. Was it Chandra Levy? Was that the name? I think. Front page news. This was all anybody was talking about. This congressman, Gary Condit, went on for days, and then all of a sudden 9/11. Well, he was wiped off the front page, and obviously it was months and months and months and months before the 9/11 coverage died down, and nobody remembered this guy. It ended the whole situation. Do you remember there was another scandal at the time of something in the Bronx, some baseball, Little League baseball. Do you remember there was a kid who was supposed to be 14, but he was like 20?
That's right, yep.
It was a big
scandal. Daniel Monte.
See? Big scandal.
Yep.
Big. It was the big story. That and Gary Condit, 9/11 happened. That all got wiped off the front page and forgotten about. Months later, nobody remembered it. So that's what Andrew Cuomo was hoping for. But sorry, it's not going away. No matter how much time goes by, all you do is play this.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
God. Now, obviously, this creepy behavior had been going on. That's why Charlotte Bennett decided to start recording the phone calls, because it was getting creepier and creepier. And I hate to say this, but because I knew his father, and his father was a wonderful man. I'm glad he's not around anymore to see this. I'm sorry his mother has to see this, though. Anyway, let's take some calls. Let's go to Mike in Newark. Mike, what's going on?
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Yes, Mike.
Do you think there are a lot of women that accepted his passes?
Yeah, I'm sure there were some. Of course, he was a big star. He was the governor. Yeah, I'm sure there were some. It's a good question. Thanks for calling. His problem is, you see, Bill Clinton was a lucky man in that he liked these 45-year-old, you know, Jennifer Flowers types, because they all liked him. It was perfect. The problem is Cuomo apparently wants these 22-year-olds, and they're not into this. You know, if Governor Cuomo wanted to date some 48-year-old women, I'm sure there were plenty would love to go out with him. But these 21-year-olds, these 22-year-olds, they're really not looking for them. So that's the problem he was facing. Let's go to Joe in Long Island. Joe, how you doing?
Yes, good morning, Mark. Just two comments. One on the contours. I think the governor got the lyrics wrong. The Contours song, Do You Love Me, the lyrics are, Do You Love Me Now That I Can Dance, not, you know, Do You Care.
Well, you deserve an award for being the only right. man on earth that would know that.
And another quick comment now in regard to the vaccination program.
Yes.
I wish that the public health officials, Dr. Fauci and company, would address the information that's accumulating in the VAERS database. VAERS stands for...
I know what that database is. They're trying to collect data on how people have been harmed by the vaccine. It's what they're not telling you is the people harmed by the vaccine is like 0.00000001%. So don't worry about it. Get the vaccine. Anyway, thanks for calling. Let's go to John in the Bronx. John, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Listen, the Contours, that came out twice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't know that because you know everything about music.
Well, as I said, 1962, big hit, and then it was revived in the film Dirty Dancing.
Right, right. Now, yeah. That's true, yes, and it was a hit again in the top 10. Anyway,
let's not get carried away. It wasn't in the top 10.
I copied the top 40.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Look at this. I found the only two. If there are Contours fans in the world, I found them.
Do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you love me? Do you care?
Good. Anyway, when we come back, Lionel will be with us. Now, remember, besides being a great TV radio commentator, Lionel is an attorney and a prosecutor, former prosecutor. So we'll ask him about this. Coming up on 710 WOR, let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
On the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Well, Lionel, of course, big YouTube star. It's Lionel Nation at YouTube, and follow him on Twitter. And don't forget, he's appearing at the Cutting Room this month. Boy, it's a great club, great venue here in New York. And remember, Lionel, former prosecutor and attorney. Lionel, how you doing?
Mark, I'm doing terrific. Let's get down to brass tacks. May I address something which is, I think, very interesting? Tish James yesterday in her presentation, can you describe, first of all, the style of the delivery? Forget the legality of it. I heard a cross between Cruella de Vil and Norma Desmond. If you listen very carefully, the way the pronunciation, he was kissing and inappropriate. All we needed was creepy organ music and somebody flashing the lights to really come across. Reminded me a little bit of Tina Turner. We're going to take the beginning of the song and make it nice. And it was very followed by the man who talked to all of us and said, you don't know me. I'm the man with the sausages. Two of the most fantastic and idiosyncratic presentations of them all. Now, aside from that, I want to talk about something about his particular form of predation. You made, and by the way, thank you so much for the 20-minute dissertation on the Contours. Fascinating.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, Mark, the line, the lyric was, do you, okay, thank you. I love when you're just done with a call. Thank you. Next. The thing that he wants is not something a la Bill Clinton, but somebody he is trying, his particular form of predation is out of a displacement of power. This is a guy who has more women, let's face it, there are more predators in their own rights out there who would do anything to score a half of a second with the governor of New York. But whom does he select? Younger people, beneath him, lower, people who are subservient. Let me exude, let me display my power over you. And wasn't it interesting what he said in the particular line to a state trooper? And by the way, Mark, if you're going to pick somebody to accost, a state trooper who had pretty much has testified before, and God forbid the state trooper shows up in court wearing the uniform, a very, very deadly weapon. But he says something to the effect of, this girlfriend that you're going to help me with has to like pain. Wasn't that interesting? Now, I'm not going to bring up the nipple barbell reference a while back. I know where you're going with it, but, Mark, we're beyond that.
Rings.
But,
yeah.
But look at how these are underlings, younger, pain, domination. I don't want to get too much into this, but this is not somebody who was merely looking for a dalliance. This is somebody who wants somebody that he can overpower, because deep down inside, this is the amateur Freud in me, deep down inside, it's because of his own inferiority. This guy has steamer trunk emotional baggage. This is a guy who has, whose father, the great stentorian, the great Mario Cuomo, the man who would be president, this is a guy who's never, ever in any way approximated being any the Dauphin or the scion of the community. Now, let's talk about the legal part. Do you think a case could be made, and this is really, really stretching it, but let's think like a law exam, like a bar exam. Do you think the case, let's talk about Fredo, the brother. As you know, in most jurisdictions, it is unlawful to aid, abet, counsel, procure, or hire somebody who is as an accomplice to help somebody facilitate a crime, to help somebody get away with it, either as an accessory after the fact, somebody who is an accomplice, a principal in the first degree, but somebody who says, I'm going to get with you. I'm going to use my platform, my wherewithal, my know-how to assist in you secreting and hiding this particular crime, if indeed it is a crime. And by the way, parenthetically, I don't think this is going anywhere. Very frankly, as untoward as this is, it's not Weinstein, Epstein, unless there's something that we just don't know about. And
but
I think
you mean by that, you're looking at this as sexual harassment, not sexual assault.
Well, yes, menacing is something where you're putting somebody in. Anytime you get a jury that says, well, not good, not good. You want to have something where they say you can't do that. So because he's not, dare I say, assuming this is it, it's not sexual battery. It's not somebody like Weinstein where women were, you know, basically forcibly what have you. But look at the way, and this is interesting, and I don't want to really go to Freud because I'm not a psychiatrist. I've never met, really talked to Cuomo. But one of the elements of a sociopath, it's not a killer. People always think you're a killer. It's somebody, Mark, who does not, who is not able to appreciate consequence, number one. That's why they're very bad risk takers. A lot of people come across as very brave. They cannot look at a situation and assess it. Their head and heart are disconnected. Whereas you might not want to do something because you might think, well, I could get caught, I could get hurt, I might hurt somebody's feelings, I might lose my reputation. To a sociopath, they don't understand that. They look at it, they see what's happening, but they're unable to understand, well, what if I get caught? What if this is somebody's daughter? This could be my daughter. They don't see it that way. Not to mention they have been living in this rarefied world of privilege for so long that they honestly have lost any type of connection with responsibility. They've done this a million times. And finally, before we're out of time, the saddest part about this, if there's anything where he criminally, I think, could be very seriously involved, and that is either falsifying, negating, lying about the actual deaths of the elderly, what, 15,000, depending upon how you calculate this. But this is a person who not only who not only did this and perhaps may have lied about the numbers, but then profited. Now, we don't really have Son of Sam laws. I don't particularly care for them. But this is a guy who basically profited. Think of John Wayne Gacy, who sold paintings because he's John Wayne Gacy. This is a man who is profiting by virtue of mistreatment, if you will, of the elderly. And let's not forget all to sidestep President Trump's assistance at the time. So this is... At every level, moral, legal, political, it is rancid. This is like this man has like a dark, I know this sounds really exact, a dark soul. Is there any decency? I sound like Welch during the Army McCarthy, but doesn't he seriously, does he not have any decency to be responsible? Think about those elderly people, those old people who died alone in home in the facilities where their families couldn't even say goodbye. And he did this knowing what would happen. The most vulnerable, the most susceptible to COVID. And then, perhaps, according to others, lying about it and then profiting in a book, 5 to maybe 8 million or more. We'll never know the real function. I mean, to show you, talk about the disconnect of reality, he's saying this never happened, i.e. they're lying. This was all a contrivance. This was all orchestrated. Tish James handed out scripts. Okay, he said this to you. And then to be so stupid as to leave messages. You see what I'm saying? This inability to appreciate consequence. I don't get caught. I'm Andrew Cuomo. You and I would think, we can't do this. We're going to get caught. He doesn't see that. He doesn't feel it. He's not only beyond the law, he can't recognize it. He's like sociopathic. He doesn't...
I hate to say we're out of time, but this is great stuff. Now, you should go see Lionel. He's going to be at the Cutting Room. When are you there?
August 21st, tickets are on Eventbrite, and I'm going to be there, and it is going to be a time well spent. I'm going to unleash and unload my dear and great friend, Mark Simone.
And if you've never been to this, you'll love this place, the Cutting Room, one of the great clubs in New York. But go to LionelMedia.com, his website, and you get everything there, and watch him on YouTube, Lionel Nation. Lionel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care. We'll check out the webpage if you want to see. We got the audio. This is the entire call, the creepiest phone call of Andrew Cuomo and this young woman. Also, you won't believe this video. This is from years ago. Robin Williams talking about how crazy Joe Biden is. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.